Okay, we're doing chapter 15, verse 3. And it says, B'chol makom inei Hashem tzofos ro'em v'tovim. In all places is the eyes of God, and God sees evil and good. The question is, what does it mean, the eyes of God and seeing? God doesn't have these things. So it says, it means God knows. God knows. Okay, God knows. But the Pasuk is talking about, the subject of the Pasuk is talking about doing something in hidden, in hiding. Okay? And if I do something in public that I won't do in private. Now, I'd like to clarify it. There's certain things that should be done in private, that it's very private. Person has to have a sense of privacy. I mean, you have a discussion with your wife, you're going to discuss it in privately. You have to go to the bathroom, it's going to be done in private. So the thing is, there's certain things, so we're not talking about that. We're talking about not that. Now, there's another problem. Chazal say that if you have to do an avera, you have to do a sin, then you should go to another city and do the sin, so you shouldn't cause the Chil Hashem. Okay? So the Chazal tell you to do things wrong in another place. The Rambam says that if you have a conviction of the 13 Animamins, but because you have no control over certain passions that are very strong, so that you could still have a portion in the world to come. What Chazal is saying, if that is a case where you cannot control yourself, so then do it that you should not cause a Chil Hashem. Okay? We're talking about where a person simply goes out and does an avera. He eats kosher in public, but he'll eat treif in private. For instance, a goslin and a ganav. A goslin is a person that steals openly with a gun, and a ganav is a person that steals secretly. So the thing is, the person that steals secretly, or for instance, cheating on a test. You're doing something wrong, and you're just too lazy. You don't. You could study, but you don't. So you cheat on a test. So then you do it sneakily in such a way not to get caught. Okay, so there are two problems with this type. So the Pasuk is saying that there are two problems with this type of living. One is that everything happens because of cause and effect. And therefore, you are not accepting cause and effect. Okay, you're accepting that if I do evil, there's no effect. As the only effect could be is if I get caught. So the thing is that is not the effect. The effect is that you don't live by cause and effect. And there are consequences, whether getting caught is the consequence, or other decisions that you live by not cause and effect will affect you in an adverse way. The second thing is, you have more fear of people than of God, which shows up your religious, any type of religious conviction you have. It certainly shows you that the way you relate to God is incorrect. You're not relating to God correctly if you do things secretly. Evil, because definitely God knows. But worse than that is that you have an evaluation. You have an evaluation that you're more afraid of people than of God.